CNN's Stelter, offensive and otherworldly for right-wing radio hosts to question Biden's health. By Pam Key on August 9, 2020. Sunday on CNN's Reliable Sources. Anchor Brian Stelter said it is offensive and otherworldly for right-wing talk radio hosts to question the state of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden's mental and physical health. Stelter said, "Let's go on a trip together to a totally alternative universe. You never hear what's happening there unless you tune into right-wing talk radio. But you need to know what they are saying because the most popular, most powerful talkers in the country have trained their sights on Joe Biden. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling. Look, whether you like Biden or not, this stuff is offensive and otherworldly." In a clip, Rush Limbaugh said, "The contrast in knowledge of events and issues, mental acuity, the contrast between Trump and Biden is striking. That is why they are keeping Biden in the basement." In a clip, Mark Levin said, "I actually don't believe Joe Biden is working out of his house. I believe he's working out of a nursing home or an assisted living home because that's what he needs." In a clip, Ben Shapiro said, "The big problem for Joe Biden is he is falling apart. He's just falling apart." In a clip, Michael Savage said, "He's not really running for the office. It's the communist that he picks as his number two who will be running America within 3 months after he gets sent to the long, long rest he has worked for all of his life. You know, a blanket over his hips, around-the-clock sweets, around-the-clock care. The man needs the care right now. I pity the man." He added, every day, this is what's airing on the radio. There's Michael Savage saying, "I pity the man." There's Mark Levin saying, "I think Biden's in a nursing home. What the heck is going on these programs?" After pointing out Biden rode a bike over the weekend, Stelter concluded, "We are going to see negative partisanship fuel the next 3 months, the last 3 months of this never-ending campaign." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.